This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around just past about 8 o'clock. He was at the hockey game last evening. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
I am good. The better question after the last couple of days is, how are you?
I feel like I've been in 5 boxing matches. I'll be real frank with you. This is the craziest thing I've ever gone through in my life. The craziest medical thing I've ever... I have not gone through many medical things in my life. I have been... Now that you asked... considering that you asked, I've been in the hospital 3 times in my life. Once when I was born, so that counts.
Yeah.
2, when I had a sebaceous cyst removed in my back, which I have a funny story there, that I threw up and a nun tried to make me go back into the hospital as I was getting discharged, and I looked right at her at Mercy Hospital by Duquesne, and I said, "This is the only time I'm ever not going to listen to a nun, but sister, I'm going home. Just pray for me, please." And I ignored her. That's a true story that happened.
Hold on, before we get into, because if you have to share some of the stuff that you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah,
that we talked
sure.
about this morning. What the hell is a sebaceous cyst?
Okay, this happened probably 10, 12 years ago. It was this cyst in my back that was right in the middle of my back. It's a non-cancerous cyst of the skin, and it has Dr. Pimple Popper. It has stuff in it, and it was sort of oozing a little bit of stuff out of my back. I noticed a yellowish, bloodish sort of thing when I would wake up. And so I went to see my guy. His name's Guy Stoffman, plastic surgeon, right down at whatever the hospital is at Duquesne, Mercy, right? So he's like, "Listen, it grew into your back, like conically sort of. We gotta cut this thing out of there. We gotta get it out." And I'm like, okay. So they did it real quick. I had a quick surgery. But I came out, and I was on, Twilight or whatever, and I didn't really take to the gas all that well. I'd never been put out. So I came out. My wife was like, "I'll go get the car." And this was, a 3-hour thing. She's like, "I'll go get the car." She's like, and I walked out, and there's this little flower bed that sits right there outside of Mercy.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I feel this, person next to me, and I look, and it's a nun in a habit. And meanwhile, there's not a whole lot of nuns that still wear, the whole gear anymore, you know? So she's sitting next to me, and I'm, pale as can be, and I'm all wobbly. And she goes, "How are you doing?" And it was a very nice day. It was, a spring day. And I'm like, "I'm okay." And I just turned to the other side, and I threw up all in this flower bed. All this it was just liquid.
Man.
But it was, bleh. And she goes, "I'm going to go get a wheelchair and a nurse. You need to go back in." And I looked right at her, and I go, "Sister, this is the only time I'm not going to listen to a nun in my whole life. I'm getting in my car, and I am going home. Please just pray for me. Praise Jesus, I love you," or something like that. And I just got in my car, and I pointed. I'm like, "That's my wife right there. I'm getting in this car. I'm not going back in that hospital." And she's like, "But wait, it'll only take a minute." I go, "No, just if you need to go to the grotto or whatever, do that. I'm out of here. I'm out of here." So
and that's not even what you went through the last couple of days. That's just the sebaceous cyst story from years ago. Now, fill the people in on what you've been through the last couple of days, because if that's not the worst hospital experience of your life,
no.
I'd love to know what is.
This is a better – I had a good hospital experience. Saturday morning, woke up, met my guy, 7 a.m., Big Dave White. We got a standing we got a standing workout sort of date to keep each other sort of so that we don't miss. You know, he's my partner on Saturday mornings. I'm his partner on Saturday mornings. Without him, I wouldn't go. Without me, I'm guessing he would skip a couple times. We're accountability partners on Saturday morning.
Yep.
We wake up.
Accountability buddies.
Yep, accountability buddies. That's us. We get up Saturday morning. We're there. We work out. I kind of feel this little twinge in my back, but it is what it is. I think, and I had told Matt last week. Remember I told you last week, Matt? I go, my back feels a little weird.
Yeah.
I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. I go, it just feels a little weird. I go, I don't know. So that's at 7 o'clock. We get done at 8:30. I make it home. I'm in the shower. I get done. I couldn't put my shoes on after the shower. My back hurts so bad. By 11 o'clock, I'm laying in bed. My wife and I have cold sweat. She goes, what's up? I go, I think I have like appendicitis or something. And she had left, and then she came back at like 1. By 1 o'clock, I was in the emergency room. I thought I had appendicitis. Turns out I had one kidney stone that I had already passed, unbeknownst to me. They said it had happened in the past 24, 48 hours. And another kidney stone that's in my kidney still, that is pressing on the kidney wall that has not made its way out. And I'm like, so what's the story here? And they go, well, you just kind of got to wait it out, drink a lot of water. And I go, well, okay. They go, it's big enough. It's like 5 millimeters or something. They go, it's big enough that it's going to cause you pain. It's not big enough that immediately we want to do like any intrusive thing because it's going to come out on its own. And I go, well, when is it going to come out? And they go, well, and the doctor was great, emergency room guy, right? And so he goes, listen, it could come out. I've seen people, it could come out right here. You can go to the bathroom right here, and it might come out when you give your urine sample, or it could come out in 10, 15 days. I go, whoa.
Jeez.
He goes, there's no time. He goes, if it gets worse, come back tomorrow, because then we got to do blood tests and stuff. So I went home Saturday. I slept probably 10 minutes the whole night. I was just tossing and turning. Mm-hmm. Saturday, I go, the sharp stinging pain down my left leg, my back. I could hardly get out of bed. Pretty much crawled to the car, right? Go back to the emergency room. He's like, yeah, this is bad. This is really bad. It's not moving around, really. Just keep pounding water and make a visit for the urologist when you can get in. Well, the guy was out, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm supposed to perhaps see him maybe today or tomorrow, whenever this guy gets back to me, but the x-ray showed it had moved just a little bit, but it's up against my kidney wall, so it's pressing there, and it hasn't made its way into the tube, if you will, into the passageway,
right,
where it needs to
yes.
get. But that's I'm in a bad way in that it's not small enough to where it's not causing pressure, but it's not big enough where they're like immediately, let's go, we got to get in there and get surgery. It's right in that.
Oof.
Yeah. So oof. So that's where I am. So it's you know what it feels like? It feels like somebody is constantly blowing up a dozen balloons underneath my ribs. It's painful, but it's just pressurized the whole time. Like,
oh, that's no good.
It sucks.
That's no good.
I'm not kidding here. I went from, in 90 minutes time, and I've never had kidney stones before, and you hear people that give these terrible accounts of it, and you're just like, wow, okay, I hope I never get those. I went from in 90 minutes time, seriously, running a hard 800 meters, like really hard 800 meters, and lifting weights to laying in bed in cold sweats and like wondering if I was going to die. It was nuts.
You know, this makes me wonder, not to bring it back on me, but you asked me earlier before we went on the air when we were just talking like we do every morning. If I had ever gone through something like this, and I immediately, oh, no, I mean, I would know, right?
Well, but yeah. There was I didn't know the first one.
This is my point. There was an episode probably like a year ago or so. No, longer than a year ago because it was pre-pandemic. I can mark everything now by like last March 13th. But anyway, probably like a year and a half ago where I was laid up on the couch one night and felt like my insides were like being ripped out, and
yeah.
I was worried it was appendicitis because I've never had my appendix removed, and I went to bed feeling awful, woke up the next morning, everything was fine, and I wonder now, like, was it something stupid like a kidney stone?
Could have been,
but it could have been, but it sounds like the pain you've been in the last few days is much worse.
No,
than
but here's the thing: what if it was, and yours just passed very quickly? Without you knowing.
Right, maybe.
It could have been a because it's just a you're just beholden to how quickly it passes, I guess. And I go, well, like, so we can't. I go, what do people normally do? They just, and he, well, first of all, he was like, how many coffees do you drink a day? And I'm like, oh, do I tell him?
73.
Yeah, I'm like, well, on average? And he's like, yeah. He's, I'm like, oh, like 11, 12. He's like, a day, not a week. I'm like, yeah, like 11. He's like, well, listen, you're not killing yourself with that, but you probably want to start matching it at least with water. Like, just keep everything moving. I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know, people have told me, they're like, you better drink more water. All and I, it's not that I didn't listen to them, but I kind of didn't listen to them. So I probably, that's probably sort of a root cause of it. And they're like, well, with the first one, you don't try to catch it or whatever. But if these keep happening, you're going to have to try to catch it and we're going to send it out to test. I'm like, well, what happens? They're like, well, you pee in a strainer and then you catch it and then you got to bring this stone in. I'm like, I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. So they were like, you really have to match your coffee intake with water. So if you drink like a 12-ounce coffee, drink a 12-ounce water or whatever, especially okay. if you drink that much. Like if you drink cut your coffee back. What I might do is start drinking an espresso. So that you get the punch and not have to have as much volume. I'm wondering.
See, I've gotten to the point now where I need the warm liquid in the morning too. And look, so a lot of people say, well, just have tea. Tea does not have, I found, to be quite honest, when I have had a cold in the past, I have done green tea in the morning instead of coffee. But I double up on the green tea bags because I really want the caffeine. But then it ends up being too much, and one tea bag is not enough, caffeine-wise, to wake me up in the morning. So tea does not work for me. But the point here is that I also need like the hot liquid in the morning for some reason. It's the caffeine most importantly, but I don't think I could do just like the little sips, the little shots of espresso. I need something to sip on throughout the morning.
See, I love an after dinner shot of espresso. That's my thing. I like that. Just little. You ever see, you know, it's good. You go to like La Prima in the Strip and you're down there and you see these old Italian men and they're sitting around, they're playing Scopa cards and they're talking. And they're just talking in Italian, you know, like my buddy Franco Cresta's dad. He goes down there, Settimio Cresta. And he'll be sitting there and I don't understand a word any of those guys say, but they're playing Scopa cards. And they will sit and have an espresso that is legitimately 4 ounces. And they'll drink it for 35 minutes. And you're like, how's that happening? How are they doing that? How small are the sips?
It's physically impossible to actually sip that small amount of liquid each time.
Right.
It's just...
Yes.
Just enough to get the tip of your tongue wet, and that's it.
Oh, I love walking by there on a nice spring day, and those guys are out playing cards and talking with their hands. Oh, Joe, oh, and they just can't understand anything, but you know they're just best friends and they're having a great time playing cards. But anyway, long story short, don't get kidney stones. I don't know how you can avoid them. I don't know. My diet's really good. It's the water. It's not being hydrated enough. If I could circle one thing, is for me, it's different for everybody. Yeah. But I will tell you, the sudden onset nature of it is scary, and the cold sweats, like yesterday, I tried to go for. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling a little. It's still in, and it's still in there right now. The second one, it's still in there. But I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get out. It's a little sunny out. It's only like 35, but I'm gonna go for a walk. I made it 3 houses down. Had to turn around. I was cold sweats. My leg hurt so bad, and I could hardly breathe. It's debilitating. Jeez. It's totally debilitating.
Well, it's good to have you back. Yeah. Even if you're not feeling like yourself yet.
Yeah, just totally nuts. So anyway, I'll be. I hope never in a million years did you ever think you would stand at the urinal and want to see something in your pee. That's where I am in my life right now. You want to see something that isn't pee in your pee. That's my life.
That's typically what you want to avoid. But you're right. Unfortunately, that's does it like make a noise when it?
You'll see it. They like, said it just can look like a little couple like grains of salt or sand a little bit, and then you may have a little bit of blood in there. You know, I mean, it just because I try swallowing glass. It hits a bunch of different places when it goes down. This is the same principle guy was telling me. I'm rooting for that. How about I'm rooting for that at this point?
Yeah, you
that's
want
a plus for me. Anyway, good morning to you. Fair morning show.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. People get these all the time. That's the crazy part. Yikes. We'll talk to Matt Clement about that. Same with Ray Fittipaldo. We'll hit Mitch Keller with a question right off the top about kidney stones.
Mitch, you ever had kidney stones?
Yeah. What if he's like, well, you know, now that you say it. Anyway, a lot of Penguin talk. What a win last night in front of fans. Woo! A new dawn is here. Maybe we're returning to some normalcy. Good morning to you. It is the Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.